So there is actually only one question. Can you say something about the Brahma Viharas in relation to the jhanas?
Could you take your mask off?
Okay. I always say, take the mask out when you speak.
Could you repeat what you just said?
Can you say something about the Brahma Viharas in relation to the jhanas, the path to liberation? Okay. In order to answer that question, we have to understand what is jhana and what is Brahma Vihara. The Brahma Vihara means dwelling in the state of Deva, as she was saying. But in Buddhism also, very important, Brahma has also very special meaning. It means also superior. So it is also superior dwelling. Now, I have said we have dwelling in the perception dominated by the five senses. That's what we think about all of the time in this sphere of existence we have been parachuted to. We think all the time what we're going to eat, what we're going to listen to, what we're going to grab, what we're going to see. And we always think in terms of liking and disliking, but we relate to rather gross objects of liking and disliking. Now, the Brahma world, everything is very subtle. And in Brahma world as such, there is still liking, but there are really no objects of disliking. They are not there anymore. So, because there are no objects of disliking, the mind becomes very peaceful. Actually, it is the disliking which makes the mind excited. To hold to something is also kind of disturbing, but the most disturbing thing is the greatest source of excitement is disliking. Because we dislike something, we get into complete disorder. Because we like something, we not necessarily get into disorder. So there is also positive liking. Like liking for the Dharma, liking for some good purpose which benefits. Now, the practice of the Brahma Viharas, which start with metta. Metta is a base for the other Brahma Viharas. And also metta grows through the practice of the other Brahma Viharas. It becomes complete. And metta means the state of friendship. Literally in Sanskrit or in Pali, metta means state of friendship. And state of friendship is state in which you forget about yourself to benefit the other, right? This is the meaning of a real friendship. That's why we say, I think English, you have the same proverb, friend in need, friend indeed. Huh? When you in need, you really know who is your friend. When you're not in need, you don't know. Because if you have something good, many people will like you. But when you are in trouble, you will find really who is your friend. So these Brahma Viharas become the path to liberation when we are able, with a peaceful mind, which is the Deva state, we are able to differentiate on the base of the equality, sameness. So the base for metta is the sameness towards persons. This is a base. That is a basic metta. When we, because we are in the state of peace, we have no dislike, therefore we can deal equally with the, we can differentiate very clearly, this person is near to me, this person I don't care, I have neither liking for him or not disliking, or that person has done something I don't like, so I don't like him. You still may be aware of it, but still you are able, on the base of the equal mind, which avoids the disliking, because among the higher gods, the lower gods, they still have disliking. But the Brahmas, the Devas, actually in Sanskrit is usually used for the lower gods. The higher gods, they are called Brahmas. And the Brahmas are already free from disliking. So that is the real heaven. These gods that fight with the Asuras, with the devils and so on, they are the, like a Greek gods, they are the lower gods, always fighting. But the gods of the jhana, they are not fighting. They have much more subtle enjoyment because they don't have already dislikes. In the Rupa Dhatu and Arupa Dhatu, there is no more dislike. So as our Lan has said, she felt like being in a Deva state because she did not feel any dislike to anyone. This is a great conditioning. The in India, when you go to there is a yoga museum in Tamil Nadu, and there is a way to make pictures, photography of the aura of the person. Some, it is says that some Russian, before the war already, his name I think is Kozlov, is written in Madura, the yoga museum, the big temples, the maybe biggest in India. You have the yoga museum, there you will find the pictures of the aura. Then the aura of dislike, of anger, of hate, is like very dark, black. You can make a picture of it with some special system, camera system, developed by that Russian Kozlov. And by then you have different nuances, the yellow and reddish, pinkish. So then you have the white color. White color is the color of metta. Metta means actually love. Love without grabbing. We usually associate love with grabbing. We want to grab, we want to possess. That's why in China, for example, they translate this tanha as love, I. Huh? I is the best thing we beings have. Everybody wants love. Huh? In Western religion, Judaism, Christianity is based on it. The love is actually God. Huh? And the color is white. If you go to the church, you will see at the white color, huh? Then the dove bringing the peace, huh? Right? The messenger of peace. That is like the light kasina. Huh? This love is white, shining white, like in the church, this on the copula, the dove of the god bringing the peace, huh? When the Noah's ark, huh? When the world goes to destruction, so the Noah lances the dove, huh? And he informs him that again life is coming again, huh? The life is love, huh? God here. So the practice of the metta is also bringing the light into the among the all the practices. This practice of love as friendship without attachment brings immediately the love into the heart. So it is taught in Buddhism as the fastest way to go into the heaven. The heaven of the Brahma is this positive light, which light and relaxation and security, khema. Khema is security, is also the name for nirvana. And in the jhana, you feel close to nirvana because you have this light and relaxation, and you have the security. So in this love, in this state of relaxation and the light and security, then you can practice, you still differentiate this person is like this, is beautiful, is not beautiful, is desirable, is not desirable, but you still, you experience them on the level of equality. The same, then this leads you to understanding on the base of love, then you have compassion. Why? When you practice love, you experience happiness. When you confront suffering, so you experience compassion, because you have no violence. Compassion means non-violence. If you have love, it brings non-violence. It brings the message of security. So they are very close together. And when you have compassion, then you, when you understand suffering, then you have joy at the real virtue which lead away from suffering, right? And then all that you need is to bring these virtues on the level of equality. Now, in the practice in the agamas, the only object of the love, compassion, joy, equanimity are the beings. That's why Halidavasa Sutta and so on teaches that you cannot get liberation just by practicing love, compassion, joy, equanimity, because the objects are the beings, and the beings are not real. So you need to complement the practice of the Brahma Viharas with the practice of the four foundations of mindfulness that we have been learning. So the according to the Transcendental Wisdom Sutta, the object of the love is not only the beings, but also all the phenomena. Why? Because the Arahat does not see any beings as real. For him, everything is just phenomena, dharma. And the ultimate love is the love which belongs to the realization of emptiness, realization of suchness, realization of the ultimate reality, which is connected with the idea of what we call natural nirvana, the idea of Buddha nature contained in all beings. So why you should love everything? Why you should have compassion with everything? Why should you have joy at everything? Because everything is connected to this Buddha nature, which is equal. So this, then, the Mahayana Buddhism, also Zen, brings these superior dwellings to the ultimate reality. They are not only connected with the beings, but they are expression of the ultimate reality. So this brings us, in a way, back to what we are being taught in the Western religion, that the emptiness has to be together with love, compassion, joy, and so the emptiness becomes complete, because the emptiness is not something is missing. Emptiness means that everything is fulfilled, is full, nothing to search for. So you need, for that, you need love, you need compassion, you need joy, you need equanimity. So this is how you can connect the jhanas with the practice of love as being part of the ultimate reality. So from the gross to the subtle, from the subtle to that which is beyond grasping. Why it is beyond grasping? Because it treats everything as equal. In suchness, everything is equal. In Buddha nature, everything is equal. But this Buddha nature is hidden by a thick layer of our ignorance. But it is the true nature, and it is to be experienced. So you can connect this practice of jhana with superior feeling and superior feeling with the ultimate feeling which goes beyond feeling. This is the teaching of the Transcendental Sutras. You will not find in the Agamas, but it complements them very well. It goes very well together. Okay? Very satisfied. Now, according to Sarah's program, we'll be chanting. So what shall we chant? Tomorrow is the Mangala Sutta, no? Today... So we chant the, what we know and what we are used to, the Metta Sutta and the Heart Sutra, okay? And we chant in original language, and we chant also in English, because we have both translations. Everybody happy about it? Tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa karaniya matta kusalena yantam santam padam abhisamecce Sako ujuce sujuce sovacho chasse mudo anatimani Santu sakoce subaroce apakkichoce salahukavuti Santindrioce nipakoce apangabo kulesu ananugindo Nachakundang samachare kimchi yenye vinyu pare upavadeyum Sukino va khemino hontu sambe satta bhavantu sukitatta yeke chipana bhutatti tasava tavarava anavasesa dighava ye mahantava majima rasaka anakatulla dittava ye va anditta ye chadure vasanti avidure Bhuta va sambhave siva sambhe satta bhavantu sukitatta naparo param nikumbete na atimanyete katanchinam kamchi vyaro sana patighasanya na anyamanya sadukam icheye mata yata niyam putta mayusa eka putta manurakhe Evampi sabhabhute sumanasam bhavaye aparimanam metancha sabha lokasmin manasam bhavaye aparimanam udangadoce tiriyanche asambhadam averam asapattam thittang charang nisinnova sayanova yavatassa vigatamindo etam satim aditteye brahmam etam viharam idamahu ditinchanu bhangama silava dasanena sampanno kame suvine yagedham nahi jatu gabbaseyam punaretiti. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward, gentle, humble and
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.